Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. December's moving right along, isn't it?
What's that?
So December's moving right along.
I thought you said summer's moving right along. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it finally hit. Dave's gone. Let's all say bye to Dave.
Solstice before you know it.
No, just like time in general. Like I've always heard that as you get older, time goes faster. But this year, man, it's just been crazy.
We're a week and a half to Christmas.
I know.
Artie shows on Friday.
I know. That's nuts.
What? 501 St. Peter's Drive.
The world.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you guys can join us, please do. Even if you've already made a donation. This is pretty much our only chance all year to see you guys and meet you and take pictures and just hang out and talk. And we honestly, like, we'd love to do that. We'll be there from 1 to 5 this Friday at 501 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. It's basically like a quarter mile in to Mid-Rivers Mall off of Highway 70. And, yeah, so come on by.
And no spoilers, but there will be some special guests that I think our audience would love to meet and say hi to.
Rach is here today. She is finishing an interview for the Rachel Zimmerman Show, so she should be in the next segment. Also believe in the next segment. Is it 1:30, 1:20?
1:30 is when we had a plan for
okay.
it.
Yeah. Jane Kennedy, who I know from all the shows when I was a little kid, $6 Million Man, stuff like that. And then she went on to have a great career in sports, really kind of blazed the trail.
She's definitely a trailblazer in that regard.
So she's going to, there's an event tomorrow evening that she's in for, and she'll be in studio in about half an hour.
Cool. Yeah. Also, programming note. The stream will be up soon. We have a new way of doing it, and I don't know how to do it.
Programming note.
I took a swing at it, and I don't think it's right. So the stream will be up in like 5 minutes.
So I went to bed early on Saturday. I went to bed early all weekend. But I went to bed early on Saturday, and I didn't see the picture that Nick sent me until Sunday morning. But you and he were both at wrestling.
Went to wrestling. Man, it's cool. Apparently, he said he goes like every month.
They go all the time. Yeah, they go all the time.
It's wrestling at the South Broadway Athletic Club in Soulard.
Yeah.
And it was a total blast. I've never been to anything like that before.
I've only been one time.
Friends who had been hyping it up, and they said they go to like the end of the year, December 1 every year. And so they got a couple of tables and invited us to join them. And wow. What it's a blast.
Fun. It's a lot of fun.
What a blast. They really slammed those guys, man. Like the sound of the impact when they hit the stage there's no other word. It's satisfying. There's no other word for it. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, I told Nick, like, I get the joke. Like, I grew up on wrestling at the Chase. I get it. But you, even though you know that it's not Greco-Roman wrestling, you get caught up.
You really do.
Yeah.
And the there were some older people there who were out of pocket.
Yeah.
There was this one, he had like a Vietnam veteran hat, so he had to be probably in his 80s or older. And he was sitting kind of right in front of me, and he kept screaming at one of the wrestlers, your father would be so ashamed of you if he were still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, jeez. Wow, that is deep.
Yeah.
That is way deeper than I thought we were going here at the wrestling show.
Yeah.
But no, it was so much fun. I got to learn about a lot of the people, a lot of the personalities. Bree, your son's affianced, was wearing a Moondog shirt.
Yes.
Who was a man I had just learned about.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Moondog's evil now. It breaks my heart.
Oh, no.
Which I had also
I thought he retired.
Told. He retired and I think turned into a bad guy.
Okay.
In his At one point, he was choking somebody with his cane, which was a great visual.
Sure. So yeah, I have a Moondog shirt as well.
Ah, so
I had
much
him
fun.
Sign it.
I highly recommend anybody go out there because it was. I said at one point, like, the problem with this is that all future experiences will pale in comparison.
Yeah, the beer's cheap. It's all on tap.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to order like five at a time or
you
something
like
that.
You order like five at a time and it's $10. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like
it's
White Castle
so
or something.
So good.
Yeah. I think Rach just quit.
She's like, I ain't doing this wrestling thing.
She came in and heard we were talking about wrestling. She was like, yeah, that's it.
I'm out of here.
You time for that.
The words last straw get thrown around a lot these days.
So I'm really, really screwed up about the Rob Reiner thing because, I mean, what a story to wake up to. It's just nuts. The fact that Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered in their home on Hanukkah by their son. It's just like so terrible. And I kind of don't even want to talk about the Donald Trump aspect of it because I hate that he permeates everything that happens in life. But it's so horrible that I have to. I just can't not. So probably once or twice a week, I'll see something online and it's interesting, but I'm pretty sure it's AI. So I screenshot it, I send it to Andrew, and he tells me yes or no. And so I saw this purported posting from Donald Trump, and I didn't even send it to Andrew because I knew it had to be AI because it was so mean and essy. So this is what Donald Trump posted, probably while Rob Reiner and his wife were still lying in a pool of their own blood, mind you, like same day. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, so already he's like hitting the guy, you know.
Second sentence.
Has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome.
Who reported it? He says reportedly.
Right.
I'm making it up.
The same people who say he's better than Washington and Lincoln.
Right.
Sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people, all caps, crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpasses all goals and expectations of greatness and with the golden age of America upon us. That's insane.
It is.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane to think that a sitting United States president would ever say something like that about anyone who just died.
Basically said he got what was coming because he was that way. And it's amazing that we just got done talking about how awful the people were that were rooting on when Charlie Kirk was killed.
Thank you.
Right? I mean, all of us seem to agree that that's ridiculous and terrible, except for the psychos that do that stuff. And everybody on the right was livid about that. How are you not livid about this? It's the same thing. It's the same thing, except this is the president of the United States. It's not some left-wing troll who doesn't matter, who doesn't really have a voice in anything. It's not some right-wing troll who doesn't matter and doesn't have a voice in anything. It's the president of the United States.
What a terrible person.
Yeah.
Just a bad human.
And people have fallen for it. They've fallen for it because he plays to the emotions. He plays to anger. And when people have anger, and look, a lot of anger is justified. Let's be real. I mean, the average person has taken a beating over the last 30 or 40 years. You know, average working people have been taking a beating for a long time. The anger is real, but this ain't the guy to fix it because he doesn't care about you. And it's pretty clear he doesn't care about anybody. He doesn't care about common decency, let alone doing anything for anybody whose name isn't Trump.
Yeah, common decency.
Yeah.
Just everyday common don't speak ill of the dead, especially when they're not cold yet, especially when they have been murdered by their son. And you say, oh, yeah, he evidently really pissing people off with his Trump derangement syndrome because we're doing so well. So first he hits him for being bad at his job.
And which is silly. The guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars for making TV shows and movies.
And
you know.
Then he hits him with Trump derangement. And then he says, it was exacerbated because I'm killing it so much. Because we're just in the golden age. You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
You're a terrible human.
Yeah.
Rach just walked in.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go, Kelly?
Really well. She is lovely and she wanted me to tell you hi, Dave.
Good. I love her.
She's awesome. I can't wait to air that this weekend. On the Rachel Zimmerman show, of course. The thing about Trump's statement that is the most disturbing to me, it's not even accurate. It's not even like, oh, I'm just saying what everybody's saying. Yeah, it's not like I'm just saying the truth. No one wants to say the truth. This is what it is. No, it appears that this poor man and his poor wife were killed by, from all the reports I've seen, it's looking like it was his son.
Yeah, the police have arrested the guy and they've charged him. I mean,
I highly doubt it was over Donald Trump. And just the fact that it's like he was sitting there thinking, how do I make this about me? That's the truly disturbing part in all of this. This is not a situation where it's political violence in any way, and yet you're trying to make it about that for reasons I can't even begin to understand.
Well, it makes him feel powerful. That's what it is.
But it's so weird because it's like, dude, you are powerful.
I know.
You're like the most powerful. So yeah. Why do you always need to mine for more power? So,
yeah. Sorry for being mean about this, but it's because his daddy didn't pay enough attention to him.
Yeah, but
which is a terrible thing, but you don't get to take that out on the rest of the world.
Let's call it what it is. He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. No one who's not crazy could ever post something that classless.
Yeah, if you posted that about like someone who worked at Odyssey, I would be very worried about you, and I would be saying things to you like, let's seek help, something is wrong. But since it's the president, everyone's just like, there he goes again, that rascal. He's always got a tweet in the bank ready to share. Like, okay. Very messed up.
And at bare minimum, just the impulse control. Because you know he fired that off as soon as he heard.
I mean, that's what I was saying the other week when it comes to like the quiet piggy stuff and the you're a terrible person, you're a sloppy, horrible reporter. To me, that's just all that is an indication of you have no emotional control. Mm. As soon as you have the feeling you have to say something, which... Yeah, I'm not going to act like I'm under perfect emotional control at all times, but I'm also not the president. I didn't put myself in a position where I'm supposed to be leading hundreds of millions of people and setting an example for them.
That's the way he does that, though, that's fear. There's a deep-rooted, he's a scared little boy. That's why he acts the way that he does, because it makes him feel tough. It makes him feel strong to be nasty to other people and not to have anything for it. But who else acts like that other than a child? Who else is that petulant, that impulsive, and that just nasty and mean in the real world other than, like, you know, the bully in grade school? Mm-hmm. And the kids that are bullies typically are bullies because there's something wrong at home with them, too.
Yeah.
Not 100%. But, yeah. I mean, you know, this is classic bully behavior. And he doesn't have human emotions the way that the rest of us do. At least doesn't look like it. Because if you did, you'd never send that.
It's just sick.
If you did, you would be like, you know what? I might dislike this guy because he doesn't like me. but I'm not that low. I'm not low enough to do this at this moment, or maybe ever, but especially not at this moment, as you put it, Dave, when they're still probably laying on the ground in their home, having been murdered because the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone out there could possibly defend this.
I mean, we don't have the stream up yet, but I'm sure they will.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to you in a couple of minutes here. DGS on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Coming up tomorrow, we have the Whitney M. Young Society fundraiser and reception at Anheuser-Busch in the Beer Garden, along with the Urban League. And we have Lee from the Urban League here with us, kind of walking around taking some pictures. We have Jane Kennedy, who you will know if you're my age. Jane was a big part of my growing up. We'll get to that in a second, Jane. And her lovely daughter, Cheyenne. So welcome to KMOX. It's so lovely to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure to be here. St. Louis, I've always loved being here, but I haven't come oh gosh, it's been many, many years since that was last year.
You're absolutely as gorgeous as you were when I was 13.
Oh, that's because you didn't know better.
So,
but thank you.
Everyone knows you, but reintroduce yourself to the KMOX audience. Tell us about your career.
Well, so I came into Los Angeles right out of high school, and I thought that I could make a career, but I didn't know that it would happen so quickly. I was only in LA for 2 months, and I got booked on the Bob Hope Bases Around the World Christmas Tour. And then I got the Dean Martin television show where I was singer-dancer, and that same year I did Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And all of that came so quickly, back to back to back. And then fast forward in 1978, I heard about the audition for the NFL Today. They were replacing Phyllis George. And I said, you know, I can do this. Now, here I am. I'm an actress, and I've been doing a singer, dancer, model, all spokeswoman, all of that. But I never thought about being a sports anchor. And but the opportunity came up, and I was a huge football fan. Mm. with my dad as I was growing up. We were a tremendous Browns fan because that was when the Browns were in their heyday. Mm. And Jim Brown was playing, you couldn't beat him. Yeah. And so, you know, my heart was in it, and I knew a lot about it. And I thought that I would go to the audition. And my agent kept saying, no, they're not looking for someone like you, which really kind of meant they weren't looking for a black woman. Mm. And so I got there, and there were 15 other women, all white, all blonde. And I said, yeah, they're not looking for me. But I did the audition. I did great. Brent Musburger stood up and said, it's Jane or nobody.
Wow.
And I got the job.
Wow.
But I didn't get the job completely. It was just 6 weeks. And 2 weeks in, I was in the office, and I overheard a conversation on the Sports Spectacular show. And they were screaming and yelling, how can we be the only station in the country that does not have a post-fight interview with Muhammad Ali and Leon Spinks? They were fighting in New Orleans that night. And I stepped up and I said, I can get you the interview. I don't know why they believed me, but they put me on a plane. I called Ali, who was my friend at that time. I called him and I said, I'm coming to New Orleans. I need to get this interview. He said, I'll leave a key at the front desk. Meet me in the suite. We were in the suite all set up after the fight. And I'm praying, please walk through the door. Please walk through the door because my career is on the line. And what do you know? He walked through the door. He punched into the lens and he said, I'd only do this for my friend Jane.
Wow.
Wow.
That's something else.
And then I got my 6 week contract turned into 1 year contract.
Nice.
See, I consider you, and Kev, jump in here. You're my sports guy. But I consider you like the Beatles or any of the entertainers who really invented what you do. Like,
wow.
Someone hadn't done it. Like, someone had done a lot of things before. Like, me doing radio, people have done it forever, and I'm just sort of copying off of them. No one showed the Beatles how to do it. No one showed you how to do it. You made it up.
Well, not only that, but there wasn't anyone to show me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here I was all alone in this new world, and I had to figure it out on my own. And it was very, very difficult, very challenging. The sports writers did not want to acknowledge me because their stories on the games that happen on a Sunday weren't posted until Monday in the newspaper. So we had that problem. And then we had only three networks at time. We had no social media, none of the things that we have today that you have where you can see product content. And it was only CBS, ABC, and NBC, and that was it. And ABC wasn't doing football, so it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Me, Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Brian Gumbel. Brian Gumbel worked for ABC. We worked at CBS.
And just those names, that's like a Mount Rushmore.
Not to mention Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And
yeah.
When you ran into roadblocks, when you ran into anything that was oppositional, was it more the industry insiders, like the old guard, or was it more, you know, the classic, you know, athletes being jerks to young ladies, things like that? Where was the biggest opposition?
The biggest opposition was in the sports industry,
yeah.
which really shocked me because then decades later, I got the Roone Arledge Award for innovation from the National Sports Media Association. And I thought that, you know, I said, are you sure you're calling the right person? Because you guys did not like me back in the day.
Oh, they learned. They learned.
I'm Jane with a Y. Maybe you guys.
Jane with a Y, right? You're right. You're right. You're
we're
right.
up against a break. You want to hang out a few more minutes?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I got more stuff.
Great. Okay, we're talking to Jane Kennedy. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Evening at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden, Whitney M. Young Society fundraiser and reception. Lee is here from the Urban League. Jane Kennedy is here. You know Jane from television, and I know her from like $6 Million Man and that kind of stuff. And her lovely daughter Cheyenne is here also. And we're just kind of getting into Jane's career and some of the walls she ran up against. So let's kind of go back to there. Don't worry, we're going to get to everything. We have plenty of time. So,
okay, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, pick us back up, like going from modeling and television and laughing to sports.
Okay, so I auditioned, and it was just, you know, they just didn't think that I would be able to handle it. But you asked before about who supported me and did I have issues with the athletes. That was never a problem.
That's good to hear.
Awesome.
The athletes were so supportive. It was the journalists that were the ones that were, you know, not kind because, you know, they didn't like the fact that a woman was taking their job. And not only that, but a woman who hadn't any experience in sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
So here I am, and I've got, oh my gosh, Walter Payton sent out an edict throughout the NFL. We are going to take care of our Jane. And all the players were saying, whenever she wants to interview me, I'm ready. I'm ready. And so, you know, I had any time I would have an interview, they called Joe Namath and he says, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. But Jane Kennedy's, you know, okay, I'll win. When is she going to be there? And so he said, can she fly down to Florida and we can do it at my restaurant? He was building a restaurant at that time. And so, you know, I had the total support of all of the athletes, which was amazing. And that's the part I like the best about the show. It wasn't being on air. It was when you go and you get to spend time with these are my heroes, you know. And then I ended up doing a show called Greatest Sports Legends. And usually they have one host per year. I was there for 6 years and I was the only female out of their 30-year history to ever host that show. And that show, I got to interview everybody. It wasn't just football. And I was in heaven. I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved every single moment of it. And then when they fired me and tried to make it look like I left the show. And I was so hurt because they had more media power than me. So everyone believed that I had been fired and that I left the show. And so I ended up getting an attorney, Gloria Allred.
Oh, that's an attorney.
Heard of her.
And she was up and coming at that point. And they fired me through the course of the situation. They fired me 3 times. The first time they fired me, they said that I couldn't handle the schedule because it was too much. And I said, well, wait a minute. Brent Musburger is doing more than me. Are you saying a man can do it and a woman can't? So then they hired me back. And then they said that I breached my contract. I said, no, I did not. I said, I have a letter from the president of CBS that allows me to do this other show for NBC. And it's signed by him. I showed them the letter. They hired me back. And then they came back with this innocuous reason that nobody could fight. And I was gone.
Wow.
And it hurt me to my heart.
So Rachel's not only been on my show for almost 10 years now, but she has her own show on KMOX. Rachel, this must be really powerful for you.
Incredible. And I feel like I'm sitting in the presence of a legend, and it's my honor to meet you, and it's just so cool that you're here today.
Thank you.
I want to talk about your book that's out, Plain Jane. You got to tell me about the title, because it's not matching up with who you are.
There's nothing plain about Jane.
Absolutely not.
Well, everybody asks me that, but you know, the thing is that you're looking at me. This story is about me at my core. It's not about and celebrity, it's not about all of that. It's just me, who I was. And I always said when I left Cleveland, Ohio, I grew up in Wycliffe, just outside of Cleveland. And when I left at the age of 18, I said, if I ever have to become someone other than who I am, I'm going to quit and come back home. Mm. And so I kept that promise to myself through all those years. So Plain Jane is the story of me. It's not about, you know, the industry. It's not about all of the accolades that came along with it. I had a glorified life. I had a glorified upbringing, you know, because a lot of people, they say, well, you know, I had it so hard. And, you know, I had to sleep in the alleys, you know, and we didn't have food. We didn't have this and that. And all these stories that are written about people struggling just to make a living. And I didn't have that experience. And I wanted to share that experience, you know, that it is possible to have a wonderful family and a supportive family and still make good. Because a lot of times they say, well, if you have all that much support, then you're not going to be able to handle it on your own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I my family is my rock. And when I have four daughters, and they are my dream come true. And I said, this is exactly where I need to be. And I did take 30 years away from the industry to be with my daughters, to raise them. And then I said to myself, I need to write this book because there's so many other people that are telling my story and they're getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. And I need to tell it in my own words. And then I got the opportunity to even speak it into existence when Audible called me and said, we want you to do the voice of the book. And that, to me, was the ultimate.
That's so great.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I was up for that job. Now I know who beat me up.
They said I didn't have the right tone.
So you have a fragrance as well.
Yes, I do. It's called Jane Kennedy Sun and Jane Kennedy Moon. One for day, one for night, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's 100% organic, and it's for men or women. And I wanted to develop something that spoke to me about who Plain Jane is. So I have, my mother grew up on a tobacco farm, and so there's tobacco leaves in the fragrance. I talk about the time, in the book I talk about when I first went to Africa, and I was so exhausted, and my foot touched the ground, and immediately I felt roots growing out from under me, and I felt like I was finally at home. So I have opals from Africa, East Africa, within the fragrance. I have 24-karat gold flakes in the fragrance. I developed something that would be unique and different. And I just wanted to have all elements of me in this formulation. And I think you'll love it. I brought some with me. So
yeah.
All of you can test it, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can test it.
We'll be smelling good. But, people will be talking.
Yeah. But
Jay
it's available.
Jay smells like opals.
Jay smells like opals. But it's available at janekennedy.com. And there you can also buy the book as well. So you can buy Plain Jane, the book. You can buy it on audio. You can buy it on in your bookstores.
Yeah.
And then you can buy the fragrance online at janekennedy.com.
So you're in town on behalf of the Urban League and the Whitney M. Young Society fundraiser happening at AB tomorrow.
Right.
Do you spend a lot of your time traveling and doing this sort of thing?
I do. And I've done that all my life. That was one of the reasons I had to stop and, you know, say, okay, hold up. I'm going to be with my children for a minute. Because I was 34 before I had my first daughter. Mm-hmm. And I'd been on the road so much. And it was really nice to be home and raising my daughters.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
No, just about the charity and the philanthropy
yes,
that you do.
Yes, yes, yes. So in that process of all the work that I was done, I actually ran into a Whitney Young. And I remember meeting him, and we were friends back in the day. And there were so many people. The my world at that time was much smaller in the African American communities than it is today. We have so much more access to media, so much more access to broadcast, and so people are people are in a position where they can get more information out quicker than back in the day.
Yeah.
And so when I worked for the Urban League many years ago, I did many things in all aspects, as well as when I worked for the 74 is not fun. I keep forgetting games.
I do it now. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. That was me earlier today.
But there were so many organizations that I supported. It wasn't just about a career.
Yeah.
Because I said, I have this opportunity, and I want to be able to gift it and make things happen. But the Whitney M. Young Society is doing their work in helping to restore the disaster that has happened with the tornado here in this area. So they mentioned to me, you know, that we can drive by on the way to the airport. I said, no, we're going to stop by, you know, and I'm going to get out, and we're going to talk to the people. Because that's part of what I do.
That's great.
That's part of who I am.
Well, we will keep hitting this for you, and enjoy your time in St. Louis. Welcome to St. Louis. Welcome back. Cheyenne, lovely to meet you.
Nice
we'd
to
be
meet
friends,
you.
I can tell.
That's right.
We'd be friends.
Immediately.
Absolutely. All right, guys, quick break, right back. Thank you to Jay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Well, this is exactly what my life needed to fall in love with Plain Jane, my guy. This is the way it ends. So cool. They're still here signing books and stuff, so super cool. Rach, how did your interview with Kelly go?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I just got my own copy of Plain Jane, so... No, I had a great interview with Kelly Jackson from Five on Your Side. I've, you know, always enjoyed watching her. And it's so fun to meet people that you've seen on TV for years and years because it's like, oh, that's my friend. Like, she doesn't know she's my friend, but she is my friend. And no, she's a lovely person. I was so happy to talk to her.
Bye, guys. Have a great time in St.
Thank
Louis.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Jane, if you need a date tomorrow, just...
Dave's free.
I'm just saying.
It's sleeveless, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Kev, how was the week, the sports weekend for you?
It was good. It depends on what you mean. It was good for baseball. We had movement.
Yes.
We actually had some movement, so the Cardinals have a new pitcher now. Dustin May is a member of the Cardinals organization, which is really nice.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot more. We can talk about that with Bernie later, because he's got a whole video up on it, and we'll do that more on Rush Hour Sports, too. But he was my number one draft pick coming into the offseason. He was the guy that I really wanted the Cardinals to pick up, so I can't have any complaints, because otherwise I'd look like a fool if I'm complaining about the thing that I was stumping for from the beginning of the offseason. So it's the right age.
I love his look.
He's 28. He's a ginger.
Looks like a big wheeler.
Should I grow my hair out like that?
Yeah.
And then take a photo with him?
Yeah.
Big guy, little guy. But he's a guy that, you know, it's been a rough road because he's had a lot of injuries, like complications from injuries. And really the last 3 years have been kind of up and down. He was mostly healthy last year, but wasn't very good for a lot of the year. But there's some things that are in there that probably are fixable. Because there's still some good things that work, right? He still throws hard. He's still got an effective fastball and an effective breaking ball. But that should at least set the Cardinals up for a good beginning with their rotation, right? It gives them some stability, gives them another proven person. And if he struggles, it's a one-year thing, and you don't worry about it in a rebuild. And if he's really good, maybe you sign him to an extension, and because maybe he likes it and you get some progress and he wants to stay, or he's a big trade piece at the deadline. So it could be either of those two things. But as of today, what it really is one of the most sensible free agent moves the Cardinals could make, given where they are.
Yeah.
So it's super smart, and glad to see that Chaim Bloom was thinking the same that I was thinking earlier. Makes me feel less dumb.
Yeah, I like it. I like everything about it.
There's nothing to not like about it.
Big
again,
upside.
And again, there's downside. He could stink. He could have another injury. There's downside. But when you're a rebuilding team, that's not that big a concern.
No.
What you're playing for is the upside. And there might be some guys out there that you could have signed that have a higher floor.
Yeah.
Right? They won't have a basement. They'll just be a higher floor, but they're not going to have the ceiling that Dustin May has.
If he does well, not the season of his life, but he's also not injured, where would he fit in the rotation as it stands?
I mean, he could be your opening day starter. I don't know how they're going to do that. I mean, they don't really have a perfect candidate.
Man, what's that one pitch?
Which one?
The one I kept seeing.
From Dustin May? Well, he's got it. Right now, his best pitches last year were his four-seam fastball and his sweeper. It's a really big, like, right to left, if you're looking at it on TV, from his right to left. So pitching side to glove side. Really big sweeping breaking ball. And he used to complement that with a 96-mile-an-hour sinker that goes the other direction, right? So he had a pitch that went in each direction. That's probably the one you've seen because the sinker did some stupid things. It wasn't very good last year. It got hit pretty hard, and I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was – I'm going to have to do a little bit more digging on it because the velocity was still good enough to be successful. My guess is it's command, and when you've missed as much time as he has the last few years, one of the hardest things to do is to get back to commanding. And it's a pitch that moves a lot. So it's a hard pitch. It's kind of a little bit like the Jordan Hicks thing where Hicks had that 102-mile-an-hour sinker and it would be hard to control sometimes because it moves so much. It's a little bit of that. But if he gets that close and the four-seamer's already good and the sweeper's already good, he could be a competitive guy as long as he can get that stuff going.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, again, what are you looking for right now? You're looking for upside. You're taking swings at the fence. And if you strike out, that's okay. It's no big deal. In a year when you're trying to contend and you strike out, it's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a sign of where they are. And the fact that he's 28, if he likes it and it goes well and he wants to stay, now you might have another guy to add to the list for the future.
I like 28.
That's a big thing, man. A lot of the guys available are early 30s, mid 30s. And again, you can get more stability if you want it. But why play for stability when you're rebuilding? Play for the upside. Play for the guy that, hey, look, if he has a great year, and you can't come to an extension or whatever, and you can trade him at the trade deadline, And it all depends on how he's doing, but that could be a big boost for a playoff team if he's back to what he looked like when he was a Dodger 4 or 5 years ago. Which is, again, maybe going to happen, maybe not. It's really hard to know.
Is this usually the most active time for trades just after the winter meetings?
Winter meetings, usually you have a little, like this year, a little before, a little during, and then before Christmas, there's usually a rush. Because a lot of free agents, especially, they want to get done and settled before the holidays.
Sure.
They want to know it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to be taking calls from their agents during Christmas. But that's not always doable. But you'll probably see a good run for the next 2 weeks of like moves happening pretty regularly. It sounds like there may be some push for Brendan Donovan here soon, too. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, I was seeing more and more of that stuff. Yeah. They were naming the Marlins and someone else.
Yeah, Katie Wu reported the two favorites were the Mariners and the Giants. But Kansas City is supposedly interested. The Marlins are supposedly interested. There's like 6, 7, 8 teams. Boston was probably, I think, was listed as one of them. There are a lot of teams interested.
And we're not looking to save money. We're looking to get something useful back.
Absolutely about what you're getting in return.
Yes.
Yeah. They won't have to pay a dime for him. And his cost is not the issue. It's just a matter of he's 2 years from free agency and he's valuable now to get you younger players. Yeah. That you can then kind of throw into that core and hopefully in 2 years, 3 years down the road, they're all starting to come together.
Yeah. The rebuild's starting to make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, it
took me a minute.
It's probably a year late. Mm. Last year was kind of a soft start to it. It wasn't a full rebuild begin. This one is more of that, but I guess I understand it because this is now Bloom fully in charge.
Yeah.
And you want him to be doing it because he's the guy that's going to be here long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.